In the beginning, you have to just gather. You have to gather. And you do. You have to take that, you know, and you have to win it. And if you're not willing to do that, if you're going to, so, you know, so yes, I was young in the business, but I was old in my profession. I was good at my profession. Yeah. So if you come into that thinking, well, you know, I don't need to prove anything to anybody, what's a whole different story? You're in your own business now.
Welcome to Life's a Story, where real life meets the mic. I'm your host, Greg, and I'm joined by some amazing individuals for some candid conversations about the moments in life that shape us.
This is Andy. Whether it's navigating relationships, sharing personal triumphs, or dissecting the latest news, we're here to explore it all. Get ready for genuine, thought-provoking discussions.
Hey, it's Stephanie. We believe every story deserves a spotlight, and we're not holding anything back. So grab your favorite drink, settle in, and join us as we peel back the layers of real-life experiences, one conversation at a time.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dina. Let's dive into authentic, unfiltered stories that make life interesting.
I'm excited about what we have in store for you today, so let's go ahead and kick things off and get started. All right. Welcome back to Life's a Story podcast, where real life
meets the mic.
Andy, where were you?
Hey, he had his moment.
Yeah, that was a one-time thing.
That's right. I was thinking the waving to the camera.
Where real life meets the mic. Well, we are here again with my brother Brad, my littlest brother Brad. There's four of us all together. There's the two in between us.
Yes.
And he is taking on his own business. We're talking about that. And the last episode was kind of a background and really where he was working at and for how long and some of the things that he did. Pretty interesting. And now we're going to get into some of the questions that kind of drove you to creating your own business. Yeah. And you know, even though your wife, Jessie, is on the sideline,
yep.
She played a big role.
Big role.
Oh, absolutely.
A major yeah. role. Because, 100%. It, you know, without that support, even in trying to, the possibility, is this something I want to do?
Yes.
You probably talk quite a bit about
100%.
That.
100%. Without her, so she has given me the chance, the opportunity to take chances. Mm. And that's all business is. It's a big chance.
Right.
You know, so she's been able to pay the bills with, you know, her job, you know, her,
right,
you know, so
right.
it's giving me opportunities,
yeah.
You know, and it's paid off, you know, but like you can't, you know, if you have four kids and a mortgage and everything goes along with it and your wife stay at home, you really think hard about starting your own
right.
business.
Not
Lordy,
everybody
that's
has
a horrible
that.
Idea. Right. Right. You know what I mean? Because you're bologna or steak. It all depends. I mean, there's weeks you're eating bologna and other weeks you're eating steak. I mean, it's a tough gig, mm-hmm. you know, but with her always having a good steady income,
right.
it's allowed us to take these chances and these opportunities and, you know, I mean, it's kind of paid off. I mean, it's fine.
Right.
Yeah.
And you were all behind it from the very beginning?
Yep. Yeah.
I got her to answer a question.
She did, yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was kind of on the mic, but yeah. No, she's always stood behind me.
Yeah.
You know, with doing... she's not the dreamer that I am, which has been a good balance.
I was going to say, you need to have that, somebody that keeps you in check.
Right.
And
like, I don't even pay attention to money, which is a horrible way to run a business.
She's like, no, you do not.
I don't. I never have. I've never ran my business according to how much money I can make. Never. Ever. Like, I've ran my business to do jobs that I knew would make me money. But I do them jobs correctly.
Yeah.
And that's all. That's how I've always done it. And for years, there would be, you know, she'd come out and she'd be like, hey, you need to watch what you spend this month. Right.
And there may be downfalls to that, but I think more people should run their business that way. Because I think so many people go into it just to make money.
Correct.
They see the money in it and they think, man, if I could just make that much money, they hate what they do. They don't build good relationships. They don't do good work.
And they're not happy anywhere.
Kind of discouragement.
Yeah.
And you can take that everywhere then.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, it is. Like, and I agree, you know, because you don't go to your job and think about, I mean, you can't make any more money an hour. You know what I mean?
Right.
You do your job.
Right.
You do your job proper. You do what you want to do, you know? So you don't push like extra things or this and this and that that might line your pocket, you know?
Right.
So if you have your own business and you start doing that, it's obvious, in my opinion. If you come to my shop and I, you know, and you come for a simple service, I'll be like, you know, while you're in here, y'all do this and this and this and this, you know, it only costs this and this. Right. You know, like I don't think it sits well.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. No, I mean, it's been an interesting way to do it.
Well, I think you made a comment. It's been a while back ago. And when I say a while back, several years ago, when you had your white GMC.
Mm-hmm.
And you would not get a new one because you did not want to.
I looked like I was making too much money.
In a sense, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of truth to it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, many of the farmers, although they do have some nice trucks.
I know. Yeah.
And, but, you know, they have a lot of, you know, normal trucks, work trucks, rust buckets.
Yep.
Just this is my farm truck.
Yeah.
And I thought that was pretty ingenious. You just want to be, this is who I am. But you do have a new truck now.
I do
now,
have a new truck now.
But you needed it.
Right. Right. Yeah. No, and you do. You know, you don't want to. It's weird. It's weird owning a business. And so my business is at my house, you know, so people see what I have. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, it's kind of funny, you know. But there's some customers that are proud of. They're okay to see that you've been successful. But then there's some people that.
A little put off by it.
Yeah. And it's tough. Yeah. That's tough. That's tough with, you know, people, you know, years and years and years ago, I think, like, if your neighbor bought a new car, you was proud of him.
Yeah.
Now you're jealous of him.
Now you're a competition.
That's true. Well, it's insecurities, really.
It is.
Yeah.
It really puts you in a spot when you're, and I'm not, like, so successful, but, like, when you do okay for yourself and, you know, you can afford whatever and you know, or do certain things, and it puts you in a spot where, like, people look at you different.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. And it sucks.
Right.
See, you know what I mean? Yeah. Be proud of what your hard work has done. Why should you level down to they stayed at their 9-to-5, for instance, and they're fine with what they've done. They think they put their time in where they're fine with what they have, even though they're insecure with what they have. And then they see you with a nice truck and they're thinking, what did he do? Or look at this.
You know? Yeah, I think there's a balance of finding pride in what you do and, wanting to have nice things or the things that you work so hard for, but staying relatable to people and down to earth. And
I don't ever feel like I'm, you know, extravagant with anything I do. You know what I mean? Yeah. But like the worst thing that always drove me nuts was that, you know, people say, well, it must be nice. And I'm thinking, ugh.
Oh, that. Yeah. You've worked.
You have no idea.
You don't understand what goes into that.
A lot of work put into it.
Yeah. Yeah.
The word chance, like you said earlier, like you could have easily ended up with nothing.
Yeah.
What are they going to be saying about you then?
Right. Right.
So why not be proud of what you have?
Yeah. It, you know, and it is. And it's always a balance. And we've always done good with it. You know, but there's been times where, I mean, I struggle with. I don't say my success because it's not like I'm successful, but like I struggle with it being easier for me than others.
Right.
You know, and because I don't relate to that. You know, I relate to, you know, it being a struggle and a hardship.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
And it's like, well, this is kind of nice.
Right.
You know,
does that kind of lead into some of those that you have?
I mean, a little.
Oh, hold on. I don't know if I'm
a little bit.
It.
Yeah. No, you said that you didn't want to be prepared. So we're just going to jump in.
All right.
But I think so. This is one thing that I wanted to touch on as far as your business and getting to know the person behind the business and how you got to where you are
life's
now.
Life's a story.
So, yeah, because life's a story.
Right.
And you have one that people want to hear. Mm-hmm. So there's. Talking just a little bit, there's another podcast that we listened to that kind of talked about following through with things that you want to do in life. And there's 5 stages that you go through. A lot of people will get, they're at stage 1, they're excited about it, they're thinking, they're seeing all these possibilities in life. And then they get to the 2nd stage and they start to realize how hard it is. Mm-hmm. And then they give up. Most people don't get past stage 2. I'm going to go through these really quickly, and I want to hear, and maybe not quickly, because then everybody can kind of chime in on questions they might have, but I want to know, I want to pick your brain specifically. When you started your business, starting where you were at working for this other company, and you came to the realization, like, hey, I think I want to go out on my own, what was going through your mind? you know, just kind of walk us through that. So stage one of wanting to start your own business is the uninformed optimism stage.
Okay.
To where you're just so full of positivity, like, I can do this, no problem.
Okay.
What were you going through at that time? So you're getting ready to kind of walk away from your, right. let's say your 9 to 5.
Right. Yeah. You're guaranteed income.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pretty
yeah.
Much. Right.
Yeah. So I do remember doing it, and it was scary, but like I had faith in what I could do, but yeah. I didn't know, I was not worried about doing the job. I was more worried about how to make money doing the job.
Yeah.
You know, and that was the scariest part in the beginning.
So you were securing your skill.
Secured my skill. No issues. Felt confident with that. Probably overconfident, you know, because that's just the way Steinkeys are.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. They are not lacking confidence. No.
Amen.
No.
Right. Yeah. Right. Just the way it works.
Yeah, that's all right. It's in the genes.
Yeah. Yeah. So like when, and it's hard to kind of remember, to be honest with you know, because like, you know, life has went by, but like I do remember it being, you know, yeah, you have anxiety about starting this and it was, how do I, you know, make money doing this? So you figure you put $80,000 into putting a building up, but you don't want to charge too much because you want to gather customer,
yeah.
You know? So yeah, it's a balance. It's a big giant balance.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, I mean, I don't know, like looking back, it doesn't seem like it was that hard, but I know it was super hard to do a lot of it.
So then like you were just saying, you come in and you say like, oh, I need to put up this $80,000 building, but then I have to bring in the business to pay that building off and whatever. So then that brings in stage two of trying to follow through with something that you want to do, which is the informed pessimism, where all of a sudden you start to see all the numbers and all the things that it's going to take. In your experience specifically, like what kind of things were you thinking at that point in time were... Like, what struggles did you see ahead that you thought, like, man, can I do this?
So, like, our struggle, honestly, always my struggle, and it's still my struggle, is overpromising and underdelivering. So, like, like I always want to be really honest with people, because when it's a one-man show, sometimes, you know, it's going to be, I'm a month out or I'm 2 months out. But you want their business,
yeah,
right.
So you don't want to fool them, because you can only do that once or twice, you know. So that was my struggles after, because I never had trouble staying busy. What the biggest troubles I had was, I think this is what's going to cost, but when I'm done, this is actually what it cost, you know. And the amount of stuff I had to gather, and buy, like the tooling and everything that goes along with it.
Did you have like a cost understanding?
No.
From before?
No.
You were winging it.
I was winging it. Like I did.
Jesse's laughing. Yeah, he winged it.
I did. But like in the beginning, like, you know, I built a lot of tools. Like I made a lot of things. So you take your 8-hour day, you want to build 8 hours a day, build out 8 hours a day. It might take 12 or 14 to do that, because you don't have the correct tooling to do it in the right amount of time.
Right.
But you don't have the money to buy the correct tooling in the right amount of time, so your time's free. Right. So you use that, you know. And I don't know if I'm answering your question, Stephanie.
No, you are. And really, that kind of is leading into.
I have something real quick.
Oh, go ahead.
Before you go to the next one. Yeah. So, do you think you found it important to not burn bridges? Like, did you, like, as you're developing this idea of going into it, like, God, being over cocky or being overconfident, you can kind of, near the end of your 9 to 5, I'm sure you're just like, I'm done. I don't need these people. I'm just going to walk away.
So
do you find,
go ahead.
So, I mean, for advice for people out there and for your own story, did you find it helpful to keep
those relationships
kind of strong? Or do you wish you would have kept some stronger? For people who are listening, like,
right.
Don't try to burn less bridges if you're going to stay in the same field or same area.
So it's a good question. So, like, there's a difference between being overconfident and cocky.
you know what I mean. Oh, yeah.
So I was never cocky,
beat down.
But I was overconfident. not overconfident, just confident. But, like, so, no, I have never, ever burned a bridge, in my opinion, I don't think. You know what I mean? Like, so...
Not for the purpose of burning a bridge.
Correct. Even like I've been over backwards a million times to make sure I don't.
Right.
Because, you know, so in the 16 years I've been in business, I've never spent any money on advertising.
Right.
It's all word of mouth. So that's how you do things.
Right.
Yeah. You know,
in your business, for those listening, it is centered around small communities.
100%. So yeah.
Farmers.
Yeah. Everybody
farmers.
Knows everybody.
Yeah, type yes. Yeah. So you have to have a good reputation. And, you know, so I have bit my tongue time and time and time and time again. And it's fine. And you don't like you get over it and you're done.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, it's, you know, I remember, you know, when I first, like in the early stages of business, so it's at home. So I remember we was having a birthday party on a Sunday afternoon for one of the kids. And a farmer pulled up the driveway, gets out of his truck, and he walks out and meets me in the middle of the yard and starts asking me questions about his tractor. And I'm yeah. thinking, oh, come on, dude. You know, it's yeah. it's my daughter's eight birthday or whatever we're doing, you know? And I remember I still took the time and I talked to him for...
Well, those things mean a lot. I'm sure yeah. it could be a struggle. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's a balance.
I was like,
there has to be a hard thing to balance.
Is that the key word tonight, balance?
Yeah, I think so.
So but, I balance
not,
it better
not at the
now.
Not the word of your night. Family.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
But it is at your house, which does make it that very much tough. More difficult.
It does. You know, even though we've grown this business a lot larger than I ever thought it would, yes, it's still at my house, you know, but now I balance a lot better. A lot better.
Well,
like I have more boundary. Yes, I can
you
afford
can
to.
Now. Right.
You know, but in the beginning, you have to just gather. You have to
take every opportunity.
And you do. You have to take that, you know, yeah. and you have to win it. And if you're not willing to do that, if you're going to, so, you know, so yes, I was young in the business, but I was old in my profession. I was good at my profession.
Yeah.
So if you come into that thinking, well, you know, I don't need to prove anything to anybody, well, it's a whole different story. You're yeah. in your own business now.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, even though you're really good at it, that don't mean people are going to come to you.
Right.
You got to be a nice guy. You got to be punctual. You got to be fair.
Yeah,
you know, I mean,
so
there's a whole lot that goes on to it. I mean, I don't even hardly wrench anymore. Like, I don't hardly do that much stuff anymore other than run the businesses. And I guess that's better. I don't know. Some days I wish I just had one, just me, working on tractors. That right. could be easier, you know, yeah. but I don't know.
He still loves yeah. you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey. If you're listening, thank you.
You'll be there Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, great employees, and we could, I don't know what your next questions are, but that, like,
that's... Stephanie's got the role
yeah.
there. I don't
oh,
know.
Yeah. Go to the next one. Let's see.
Next question. No, so, okay, so typically then, after you get through, you start to have some struggles, all that kind of stuff. And again, this is not necessarily something that you went through, because you... have said that you were confident in what you were doing and you just kind of knew that it was what you wanted to do and it was going to be successful. But most people then, after that kind of informed pessimism, where all of a sudden they're starting to think a little bit more negatively because they see the struggles, get to stage three, which is kind of the valley of despair. Did you ever get to a point when developing your business or kind of starting out on your own that you just thought, like, who am I kidding? I can't do this.
Or this was way more than what you thought it was going to...
Yeah, or like the running, right. maybe the running of the business part that you didn't necessarily know as much about when it came to
right.
the financial aspect or yeah. the balancing with your family life, you know, any of those things
Lots
that factored
of good
in.
Questions.
Man, there's just yeah. one. Like, she gave you a sandwich of questions, didn't she?
I feel like I should answer that with a big no.
Yeah.
Next question.
Like, yeah, go on.
Maybe Jesse needs to chime in on this part.
Like, I don't think there was ever a spot in our business where like it we questioned it.
Oh, okay.
And I think that's that means.
Yeah.
Right.
Like there was never a spot where I like, oh, this is a bad idea.
Yeah.
No, it was no. I mean there's always spots in there where, okay, we're not making enough money and it's because I'm not charging enough.
Yeah.
That's always been
my
issue.
You found your flaws that would help you get over that.
The flaw is I'm a nice guy.
Yeah, well.
And it is.
It's in the family.
It is the way it is. I mean, the oldest brother didn't get it, but the youngest one did. But it is. There was never a point in time where I felt like I'm wasting my family's time or chasing this dream that only I can achieve or it's only going to work for me or it may not work. Like, no, it never felt that way. So, like, so you see what we got. So I'm in business at home.
Yeah.
So I'm proud to say ever since my youngest son was in kindergarten, he got off the school bus every day and come to my house.
And you're there to get off, or there to get him off.
Yeah.
Her.
Yeah.
So, like, that was a big motivation factor for me to do this.
Yeah.
I was home. Summers, I was home. You know, we had this. So, business is one thing, but being able to incorporate the abilities to be part of my family day in and day out. I mean, that's a huge blessing.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Huge
yeah.
blessing. I mean, that's way more than any money I could ever make. Right. You know, to be able to see my kids go off school bus and like, and I mean, I got one guy that's worked for me 12 years. So when he started, you know, my youngest son, Jack's working for me now. Jack's 17. So Jack was 5.
And that's a crazy. Lot of people's dreams is to, oh, I just want to free up my time, free up my
right.
time.
Yeah.
And I think that's where Steph was like that overly pessimist, or what, I can't remember how you worded it, but I think that's where a lot of people get stuck.
Yeah.
And thankfully you didn't get into that.
Well, it helped that it was at home. Now, yes. Don't get me wrong, when the kids went to bed at 9 o'clock, 4 nights a week, I went back out and worked till midnight.
Yeah.
Now, I know Jesse doesn't have a mic, but were there times...
She got a pretty smile, though.
Yeah.
Were there times where she would have to kind of pull you in, like, hey, let's get back to family for a little bit. I know you're busy. Yeah. I know things are hectic, but...
I don't think so either. Like,
business never came before family.
No.
And I think that's important.
Yeah.
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 Never.
Or because the chasing that of your dream and what you want to
do. Right. I never put myself, like, it was always a family, like, it was best for the family.
Yeah.
Like, it was an opportunity for everybody. Yeah.
But that's not always the case with a lot of people when they try to start a business.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're putting 65, 70 hours a week in that business.
Oh, yeah.
Off site.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
At the ice cream shop or whatever.
Right, whatever they're doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that could be for a period of a year, and a half or so till they get,
Well, and I was going to say.
Yeah, a long time.
I think also common, where it's maybe 9 times out of 10, the man chasing or the husband chasing his dreams and putting in the time and 80 hours a week and away from the family, and the wife and the children all suffer, you know, because of it. And some families don't make it through that. So that you had that opportunity to be at home in the support of your wife. And like you said, the whole family was included is huge, because I'm thinking many, many stories don't end that way.
I agree.
But we have to say that we grew up with that kind of a mentality, even from Dad.
The importance of family.
Well, the importance of family.
You're 35 years older than me, so we grew up in two different generations.
do we have the same parents? I don't know.
Like, you had young parents, I had old parents. Okay, same ones.
Family's always been emphasized in our home.
100%. No, it's always been a huge deal for me. It was a huge deal for me. So, you know, so like, okay, so you look back at your childhood and nothing is.
I don't think they had cameras back then.
So Dad was moved away for years when I was a kid.
When I was 16, 17, and 18.
Yeah.
3 years.
No, 18, 19, 20. Oh, yeah, 16, 17, 18.
Yes.
Yeah, so I was like 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah.
6, 7, 8, yeah. You know, so that, I don't know if that played into any part of what I want to do with my kids' life, but like, you know, so you look at some of that stuff, and I never wanted to not be a part of my kid, but you know, so you look at, you know, you say that Jess was a supportive factor and all that stuff, but like, so in the first 8 years I was in business, she went back and got her.
She did. She went back to school for her
nurse practitioner degree and everything went along with it.
Physician's assistant. Nurse practitioner.
Yeah. You know,
were you a physician's assistant at all? No. Is that the next level?
It's just sideways.
Yeah.
So you got to look. Like, so when we got married, Jess was still milking cows. She had a dairy management degree.
How about that?
From ATI. Okay. So when we got married, she was working for a big dairy farm.
Yeah.
So she went back to college and become a nurse. Then she became an RN. Then she became she got her bachelor's degree. You know, and then I started a business. Then she went back, got her master's degree. Now she's got a psychiatrist degree. She still hasn't figured me out.
We've got more overachievers on the podcast, and Stephanie and I are like, oh man, we're losers.
Well, you know, like,
we'll get there one day.
Yeah.
But if you don't,
we're those better late than never.
So that
people.
Goes to my question of what's your definition of success?
Yeah, which we were going to lead into that anyway. So thank you for bringing that up. You're ahead of the game. But it really is. So, you know, you get through all of these other challenges of growing your business. And some people go through the challenges and maybe you didn't, or maybe because your mindset was in the right place and you had that family support and you, I would say, had a good head on your shoulders in the sense, you know, to where we kind of talked about, like, you weren't wanting to be away from your family all the time, that your business wasn't the priority. It was your family and the business as a whole, and knowing how much the business was going to, you know, uplift the
benefit.
Family.
Yeah.
But so then, you know, if you can get through all of those other stages, you get into the growth and development and the success and fulfillment. So at this point in your life, now that you've been doing this for a little while, what does that success and fulfillment look like to you?
I don't know. That's a really good question.
Ooh.
Do you feel like you're
I don't know.
Successful and fulfilled in life at this point, or do you still feel like,
so, like in my
you're missing something?
So,
well, does it seem weird to even say that? Like,
am I successful? Right. So, like,
and,
I've like, actually.
And it's okay to say, you know, like.
Well, I mean, it depends on your definition of successful.
She asked me the question,
yeah.
Right?
She, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so if you could.
You are a guest, right?
Right. I thought. So in my opinion.
But we're talking about successful
yeah.
business.
So, the definition of success is to each and every one of their own.
Yeah. Right. But that's true.
So, like, I've told my kids this. So, we've strived. And we've done some good stuff. You know, I ain't going to say amazing things, but we've done some really neat stuff. And we've done a lot of things in our life. But I've told them, I said, don't think you got to do the same.
Right.
If you get a nice job and you come home and you play with the kids and you mow your grass and watch a ball game and you're happy with it, be happy with it.
You're
right.
Successful.
Yeah.
You are successful.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, that you know, so, yeah, unfortunately, like I can't give up. You know what I mean? Like, I push and push and push, and it's not because I want more or this and that. There's just something inside me, and there's something inside Jess. Unfortunately, we've got this.
You're driven that way.
We got this combination where we just, like, we're
a power
ambitious.
Couple.
But, like, we like to go. Like, we like, you know, and I don't know. I mean, I've told my kids, I said, don't think you got to do what we've done.
Right.
Do
right.
not.
I said, or try to top you or
no,
match you.
No, God, not at all. Enjoy what I've done.
Yeah. Right.
Enjoy what I've done. Enjoy the fruits of our labor. You know, if you want to buy a little house in town and live there and enjoy it and not have to work and your husband work or you work and your husband stays home and you can get away with it and you bring your kids out to the farm and they enjoy the pond and they listen to this, why not?
Yeah.
Right. I bought you time because it's right. one thing yeah. you can't buy.
Right. Right. Yeah.
You know, if you can do that in your life, you know, so the definition of success is just, it's for everybody. It's different. You know, do I feel like I'm successful? I do. And I'll tell you why. Because right now, I bet in the past, I don't know, 6 months, I've probably taken 15 days off and planted trees and dug trees and done stuff that I just enjoy doing.
Right.
You know, and it's in.
It's given you some freedom.
It has. It's taken a while, but it has given me freedom.
Yeah.
You know, and it's neat and it's fun. Like after we had a fire, you know, and my business burnt down a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. So after that fire, I told the guys, I said, I'm not interested in making any more money. I said, I'm interested in making time. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be going more. I don't want to be here. I don't want to grind this, you know, and I'm okay with that. You know, I mean, I pay my guys well, they take care of it, and I'm there. I'm always there. You know what I mean? But if I can cut out for 2 hours in the middle of the afternoon and go fishing,
right?
Like, that's success.
Right.
That is a win in my opinion. You know, I mean, that is great. I enjoy that, you know? So, I mean, don't think that money means success.
That's what I was going to say.
Absolutely.
So, my learning experience the last year, I've learned each step is success. You just named fishing for 2 hours.
Yeah.
A lot of people, what I think comes back from discouragement or pessimist is
being in the valley of despair.
They want to go from 0 to 100.
Yeah. Overnight.
Overnight.
But look right. at yeah. your success is to enjoy a couple hours of fishing.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's important. I think that's how, I think your advice, without saying it, is enjoy the little steps, because the little steps equal to a big picture.
Right. Yeah. Now, how long have you had the business, though?
16 years.
So 16 years.
For the first one and five whatever years for the second one.
So you were by yourself for 5 years.
Yeah, roughly. I was on my own for 5 years.
And then, you started hiring.
Yeah. And now I have seven.
Employees.
Because you have two businesses. One's an engine overhaul.
Yeah.
So with that 16 years, this is the first year that you are able to take that time.
More or less.
And take that step of enjoying and what's been built.
Right. We were close to it at year 10 or 11, and then we bought the second business. we were in a good spot.
But it was a good opportunity.
It was a very good opportunity. Yes.
And it went well,
But yes, and it did go well. But it put us back onto starting another business, or not starting, but it was existing. So
you were back in the growth and development stage, rather than like you're kind of set,
right? Not coasting anymore. Now we're all right. We got some more worries. We got another investment. We got to do some things with it. We got to make it grow. And we've tripled that business since I bought it. And it don't seem like I make triple the money by any means, but but it's still growing. It's still in its early stages.
Right.
You know, so I don't know. I mean, if you don't enjoy whatever you're doing, don't do it.
Yeah.
Period.
Right. Like, because you've got to put in the time and...
You've
got to
have a fulfillment.
Yeah.
A purpose.
If I didn't enjoy what I did and I wasn't good at what I did, and I'm not saying that confidently or cocky. I'm saying it confidently.
There you go.
But like, there's a difference.
I'm good at what I do. I'm okay with saying that. I'm very good at what I do. And if I wasn't good at what I do and I didn't enjoy talking to customers and this and this and this, the money would not be worth it.
Well, you wouldn't have any customers if you weren't good at what you do.
Right. Yeah. But like, even if I made the same money, it wouldn't be worth it. Mm-hmm. Like the joy, because it's still an everyday thing that you got to enjoy and you got to be a part of and you got to express that and people will attach to that, the money's not great. I mean, it's good,
right?
You know, but it's not like it's holy cow, we're making so much money.
Well, you know, you don't base your life off of the income. You base your life off of your family, off of your time, off of things you do. You're very involved with the fair,
right? Yeah.
In the community, I'm assuming.
Basketball. I mean, your kids were in basketball.
Yeah. We've done a lot of things.
But here's one thing I think, too. I think it's okay, for both of you, you've put in the time, you've gone to school, you've put in the hours of work, late nights, to get where you're at.
Right.
And you should be proud of that.
Proud.
I mean, and you've worked hard.
We're proud of you.
I know we just met.
It means a lot coming from my older brother.
And I'm just being very honest.
We're going to have a hard time.
Okay,
I appreciate that.
Like,
Nina,
as far as
my prettiest sister-in-law.
Well, besides that. But, we're talking about making money and what Greg's profession and what we do. We're not going to be at your level, but he's doing what he loves and what he's called to do, what he's good at. But we don't let that become in between us.
No, it never has.
Because we're proud of you guys. And like, you're doing what you love. You are good at what you do. You've worked hard. You've earned it. I'm happy for you. I mean, I think, that's a great thing.
And that's never
thing.
Been a competition thing.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
I know you hear music in your earphones.
But that's okay. We're just going to keep going. If it's okay, I did want to go back to, you mentioned the fire.
Yeah.
How did that impact you negatively, positively?
Well, I don't think there was any positive impacts.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly.
That was a hard time.
Yeah.
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 You didn't feel like, I don't know if I want to keep doing it. It wasn't like you didn't think you were going
to
stop.
So it wasn't my choice to
point. For Andy and Stephanie, it was on Thanksgiving Day.
Saturday after Thanksgiving. A year and a half ago.
His shop building, big building, caught fire. And, you say there's really nothing good that kind of maybe happened out of that. Mm-hmm. You had a lot of guys bring wagons, and they were there.
Correct. I had a lot of good help. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
But did you not say that at that point is when you said you don't want to put the time? You told your guys that.
Do you realize
you didn't want to put in so much time?
Correct.
Like the fragility of your time. Then.
Yeah. After that, I wiped myself out rebuilding it. Yeah. I didn't want to. But I felt that way before, too. You know what I mean? Like, I was almost to that point. It was like the fire was a really, 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 really tough situation. Like the second hardest thing I've ever done in my life by far. And it was, you know, when you take a business that you built and it burns, not completely to the ground, but it burns where you can't use it.
Yeah.
And you got to rebuild that and then still employ people and take care of customers. And it was really, really, really longest 86 days of my life by far. It took me 86 days from the time it burnt to the time we was back in business. So I rebuilt a 60 by 120 building in 86 days. And it was by far, you know, I mean, you know, just mentally,
emotionally.
Oh, like horrible. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was tough. Yeah. Super, super, super tough, but there was no choice in the matter. Like, what do? I tell the guys that's been working for me 12 years and 8 years that we're done.
Yeah.
Right. You know, I tell my 300 customers that I have, like,
because you could have easily given it up if you didn't have any employees.
Correct. There, it would have been a different avenue. Right. Yeah, you would have second guessed.
How would you? Doing. I mean, that was your adversity right there. And every business owner or every, I mean, literally, yeah, business owner, just to just say, well, face something. How do you keep that motive? How did you keep that motivation?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. Because that's where I am.
Was Jesse. Because
this is what
I mean,
you do.
You were there. You helped him. I mean.
Yeah. I mean, I had a lot of help. Kids. I had help. Don't get me wrong. I had plenty of help. You know, like I have a saying. Yeah, I don't know if it's right.
Did you have encouragement from certain people that you can remember to say, like,
there were a lot of great people, a lot of helpful people. There was, and everybody can tell you everything in the world. Like, hey, you'll be all right. It builds character.
But
you
know, still. Right?
Like, it still sucks.
But you still had to stay out there.
They drive out the driveway. Right. And, you know, you're still stuck with this mess.
Right.
So, like I have a saying, and you just do it. It's just what you do. Like, there's a lot of things in life that it's just what you do. There's no, like, questioning, should we rebuild this or should we?
You just do what you got to do.
It's just what you do.
The answer is already there.
It's there. You just do it, you know, and you spend, and you do it. You circle your wagons. You talk, you know, your friends come help, you know, and your customers help you out, you know. I mean, yes, they're help. They don't help you sleep any of the nights.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's super stressful, a long year.
So you say stuff like that. Do you have advice that you would, I mean, Steph and I have our own little goals. We have a list of 8 things.
You want advice on starting a business?
First.
Yeah. I mean, for anybody.
Anybody out
the
there.
The best advice I'd ever give anybody, by far.
Yes. What's the best advice?
Best advice.
You think you could give anyone wanting to reach a goal?
Yeah.
In general.
If you want to start a business, don't do something that people need, or don't do something that people want. Do something that people need.
Yeah.
You know? So that separates a bunch of things.
Yeah. Yep.
Say that again.
Don't do something that people want. Do something that people need. So people need me to fix their tractors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They don't want me to.
They can't live without you.
Well, basically. Right. I've thought about
their livelihood is nothing if they don't have someone to do that.
Right. I had thought, like, it would be so great to have my own bakery.
Right.
But that's something that people want.
Correct.
They don't need that cookie.
They don't need that. No, yeah. No.
So it's a failure.
No, I would buy your cookies.
I would put one right beside the Weight Watchers.
Right.
Yeah. Location, location, location.
Exactly right.
Well, yeah. But well, like, there's like, it cuts. If you think about it that way, it cuts a bunch of business out.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
It cuts out
longevity. I think of a lot of businesses. Right. Like, it may be successful in the short term, and maybe not. There's possibility, but like with what you are doing.
Yeah.
And what you chose to do, you know, there's longevity in that.
Right.
There's always, you know, it's almost like a consumable. when you buy consumables, you always got to buy them because, I mean, if you're using something that's consumable, you got to buy it again and again and again and again. So you're supplying something that's needed. Now, you know, you may want something, but that's like a one-time purchase or, you know, those are few and far between.
Yeah, and it is. I mean, it's probably it definitely not like it really cuts down your opportunities to have a business. But if you want to have a substantial like business that I feel you could carry on for generations, like I think that's where you start.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, an ice cream shop is great,
but they are consumable. Cupcakes are consumable.
They are consumable.
Yeah, that's true.
Ice cream's consumable.
That's true.
So are Rice Krispie Treats.
So now we're back to square one. Owner of a bakery. Come on.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we better watch what we're saying.
People need the cakes and cookies.
Yeah, and they do. They do.
But, you know, so you look back at COVID, you know, when COVID hit, if you had a bakery.
Right.
And
That was one of the better years I ever had was during COVID.
I have a question, kind of not COVID related, but does droughts, floods affect your business?
Correct.
I know earlier you talked about I think you said you work or at the time 2,200 hours a year, right? Or something like that.
Right. Yeah.
So in drought years or COVID or in drought years or
floods,
sadly tornadoes or something where.
Yeah.
So it's early.
So if the farmers are having a bad year, do you have a bad year?
So I don't have a bad year. I don't get paid as quick. Mm-hmm. I don't get as easy a work. So if it's a good year, while the tractor's in there, they have me service it, maybe put a seat on it.
Bad years is just
minimum. Okay, can you just adjust the clutch and make it work another year? You know,
give me the $10 service instead of $110.
Right. So I've had several ups and downs. Two big ups and downs in 16 years I've been in business. So and you can see them with the price of the crops and everything goes along with it. Mm-hmm. So we've had two big turns, and it's so easy when farmers are making money. Mm-hmm. They're happy, and they're doing stuff that they should do to their equipment.
Right.
It's not frivolous. It's good maintenance, you know, and this and that. But on the down years, we still do good business. We still get as much in. I still make as much money or the business does. It's harder.
Yeah,
and we gotta wait a little longer for money.
Right,
we gotta work with the guy, which is fine.
But see, that's the character of your business,
100%.
And they know that.
Yes,
and the old phrase was, my word is my bond.
Yep,
and that still plays a big role.
I've overhauled in my business, so we do a lot of different things, but we've probably overhauled in 16 years. We've overhauled, 500 engines, let's say. I've had one person ask me about what the warranty was.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Nobody ever asked. They trust me. It's fine. If there's a problem, I'll take care of it.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know. Because outside people every once in a while ask me, what kind of warranty you put on stuff? I'm like, man, I don't know. Nobody really ever asks. Oh, and I don't ever have any troubles.
Hey, as long as you don't turn the key, it's under warranty.
I've never, we do a good job. So, very seldom.
Right.
We've never had any major catastrophes with anything we've done, So, people trust me.
But that's the thing. I mean, there's a big trust factor there.
And I have another weird question, too. So
that one wasn't that weird.
Yeah, you're right. but so every other year you see corn and beans. What year is busier than others? Does it wear more? That affects your job, or does any of that even affect your job? If that makes sense.
The different crops.
Yeah, the different crops.
Does that make a difference?
Oh, it's corn season.
So, right.
It's going to be rougher on the track.
So every,
I have no idea. I'm just curious.
Right. So, yes, it is interesting. So, I could go into a large, long, in-depth explanation of whatever crop brings.
Okay.
But nobody
you're
knows.
Right.
But yes. So, and it is a fun part of my job. It is super seasonal. It is super related to what the weather does, what the crops are doing, what the price of the crops are doing. You know what I mean? It's a big variety of stuff that go on.
Right.
Which is pretty boring, really. But it changes my everyday.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, yes, when it's planting season, we're geared up. We do certain things. This is the way it's got to be. When it's harvest season, this is the way it's got to be. You know.
Well, what do you do during the winter? When it's they're not doing anything.
Correct. So we've got a farmers a program to take care of their stuff to do a lot of
their big maintenance, general maintenance,
and big jobs. Like, so if somebody calls me in July and says their transmission went out, like, I'm gonna be like, bring it in October, you know, like, unless they absolutely positively need it right then and there, we push it off till winter,
right?
And that's the only way we can be a successful agriculture repair business, if you spread out the work. Yeah. If we just fix stuff that was broken in the field, we wouldn't be able to survive. So customers are really good about it. We do a lot of different things in the winter. We're almost always, we're almost busier in the winter than we are in the other seasons, which is great.
Yeah.
You know.
So the name of the business. What's this? Because I haven't mentioned the name yet.
Right.
At all.
Right.
Even in the last episode.
Because there could be farmers listening that there are need, right. need your business.
Right.
Is Stein Services.
Correct.
So yes. How long?
It's a little commercial.
How long did it take you to come up with that one?
So Sid was on it. Our oldest daughter. She did the first logo. Yeah, she was 9 then, I guess.
Oh, really?
Or no, younger than that. Yeah. Yeah. It was obvious I didn't want it to be Steinke Services because there's so many.
There's so many Steinkes right. in our area.
So yeah. It's simple. Stein's a lot cooler. You know, I mean, it just flows, you know. Yeah. So
it does.
I don't know. You at
your, So Sydney
did the first logo when she was really, really young.
Really?
Yeah. That was fun. Yeah, that was a lot of fun back in them days. The kids were young and not teenagers. enjoy them. Yeah. You know,
we do.
Yeah.
Now, did you get to ask all your questions?
Yeah, I
see
did.
A couple down there still.
Okay. Come on, bring it on.
I don't what's know. Next? I think that's for you.
Oh, no. I just saw what's this next 10 years look like?
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. I didn't look question. Like. My cord was. Blocking that one.
The next 10 years. So, like, it's hard to say because, like, in 10 years, I'll be super old.
Yeah.
So, you think you'll
be Greg's age, right? Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And by that time, you'll be walking with a cane. Who knows?
Yeah, but you'll be 65.
I will be 65.
Right. Yeah. I don't know.
So, you won't be at this point in time, you're not thinking like, oh, I'll be retired by then, we'll be done, or I would like to have a third business by then.
No, definitely not a third business. I said, you know, I don't think, because I don't even thought I'd have a second one. Like, you know, you talk about retirement. I don't know if I either am retired or I will never retire.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Which is fine. You know, I don't put it in retirement.
Well, and again, when you enjoy what you do, you just keep going.
Right.
Why stop?
Well, if you set it up correctly and things are well and you put the right people in place, then you can make money until you die.
Yeah.
From the business.
Right.
I don't know if I have that, but I feel like I'm close to it.
And you don't know if maybe one of your kids will, in 10, 15, 100%. 20 years, want to take over.
Right.
Run it for
you. I wouldn't. It's up to them.
Right.
I wouldn't.
You're not going to pressure them.
Yeah, there's no.
I wouldn't lay it on anybody.
Yeah.
You know,
Well, you know what will happen is, and they'll have to build a house in your backyard.
I'd give them my house.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. No, I'd move. not a problem.
That, I'm going.
You move on the other side of the pond.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. You know, I mean, yeah, and I think a lot of people, it's a tough deal when you have your own business. And I talk to a lot of local business owners about what their end game is, you know, that are guys that are 10 or 15 years older than me. And I think everybody agrees that, you know, if you can still be a part of the business and still have something to do, but not have all the responsibilities of the everyday stuff and still make good money off of it, you know, why would you ever retire or close it down or whatever, you know?
Yeah. There's a lot of men that have started business because that's what they like to do.
Mm-hmm.
And they do. They just carry on and carry on until they really can't either make it into the office or, you know, be a part of it every day. But they're always there and acquainted with what's going on.
Yeah.
So I'm with you. I mean,
why wouldn't you? You know what I mean? Like, I do. I enjoy what I do.
I can see retiring from something you don't like.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
100%.
You know, you count the days. You mark the calendar, and you know, you get your Social Security ready to go, your 401k, and hey,
I'm
today's my day, and you're done.
Yeah.
And then you sit around the house and you just become a
lump.
A blob.
Yeah. No, and I like I said, I either retired 16 years ago or I'm never going to retire. I guess I don't know how it works. Yeah. You know, I mean, I feel like, I mean, I am. I'm lucky, and I know I'm blessed to be able to do what I am doing.
We have a lot of liberty, you know, to have I wouldn't say the best of both worlds, but the best of both worlds.
You do, you know, and I kind of cover this with icing most of the time. I mean, I've worked hard to get where I'm at.
Sure.
I don't care to tell people that. I care to say how much I enjoy what I have and what I do. You know what I mean? Nobody likes to hear how crappy some stuff was.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. I mean, almost.
There it was.
You don't know. You know, there is so much stuff within starting a business that is scary and not fun and tough on marriages and tough on.
Sure.
You know, I mean.
Sacrifice.
It is.
It's a big sacrifice.
You know, and I don't talk about that end of it. It's there. But I don't dwell on it. I dwell, you know, I mean, that stuff did happen. Like, there's been tough times. There's been questionable times. Is this, you know, is this the direction you want to, or not the direction you want to go, but like, why isn't this working? Mm-hmm. What are we doing wrong? Mm-hmm. You know, and it's always been on the billing end of stuff for me.
Right.
Like, I'm not billing. I'm not charging enough, you know, and I'm a nice guy. And I'm
so
still
never,
that way.
You never questioned your business or what you wanted to do. It was just a matter of within the business.
Yep.
Now we have some questions. We got some
things we need to iron out here.
Yeah. And it is very, very hard. So,
and that's when Jesse steps in.
No, like, this is what Jesse says. Jesse says, hey, you need to watch. you need to be careful. You know, this is you're pretty slim.
But that's,
you know,
wouldn't you say to those that are listening, that's an important thing to have.
Oh yeah,
somebody in your life like that if you're starting your business that can keep you in check.
Yeah, you know, because I like our businesses run like kind of idiot, like kind of dumb. Like I don't see what money comes in.
But you have a girl
somebody
that comes
that does.
In.
But I just does all of it. I have no idea how much money we have most of the time. Okay, like I don't. Like I run very blind. I'm very happy about that. Like, so I don't think I overspend.
As long as you have gas in the car and food for your
belly.
But that's the point. As long as you have somebody else that is.
Yes.
Because if you're on your own just being all willy-nilly, you're
going to
be
in
trouble.
Deal. Yeah. Yeah. So yes, you're right. So when she comes out and says, hey, you need to make sure you don't do this or this and this and this. Like, okay.
But you do have somebody hired to do the books, though.
Correct. Yes, they do. But, like, still, she still does all the checks that come in. She does the banking.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm glad to not have any idea. Yeah. I think it's the best way to run a business. Like, to have no idea how much money
you
have.
For all you business owners out there, don't worry about what you make or how you make it. Just enjoy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll work. I don't know.
But make sure you have a wife in the background that lets you know what's going on.
With no mic.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, I did have a question. I don't know if we're getting close to closing here, but we're doing this series about business owners in our community.
Mm-hmm.
And how have you, as a business owner, you're successful, I would, to a degree, because of your community.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you now give back to the community, serve your community?
Right.
What
good
do you
question.
Do?
It is a really good question. So we do, we did a scholarship for a while, and that went okay. It was fine. We did a $1,000 scholarship and this and that. Like, I'm not going to. So this is the questions I don't like to answer. So,
well, I think it's important to hear it, though.
over the years.
I mean, if you're not comfortable, you don't have to.
You don't have to. Like, give it some of it seems like you're braggadocious. So over the years, we've given. So over the 15 years, I guarantee we've given more than 1 year annual income in donations.
Like to your local what? Donations school, to the school?
Lots of stuff. To the fair, to the school, to the everything. Yeah. I've given $100 bills out to people.
Like community
that just need
events
it.
Or sure. families yeah. in need, maybe.
Young farmers organizations.
Different
like,
things like that.
But yes. We're always glad to do whatever. I mean, we've given.
But I think that's so important because the community helped make you make successful, make your business, yes. and to see that you are giving back to the community, yeah. you're present in the community, you yeah. volunteer, or whatever, you know, I don't know.
Correct. No, I don't, I don't really volunteer much.
Shows how much you value them.
But I mean, you know, when your kids are were in school, and you got one still in school, but I'm assuming you were...
You coach basketball too.
Oh yeah, I coach basketball. Like we do, and we are very involved with the community. Not as much as other people that enjoy being involved with the community. It's not a joy yeah. for me to do a lot of things. I enjoyed coaching basketball. I enjoyed coaching soccer and baseball and this and that. You know, but we do, you know, we like. I've always said this. So this is always my question to people who. So when you're a business owner, you get asked. You get asked a lot for donations,
mm-hmm. right?
You know, and it's okay. It does get old after a while.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, like everybody says, what's a write-off? So anybody can have a write-off for a donation. You don't have to own a business, okay?
Right.
You know, that's what like, right. You know, I've never understood, like, you know, people are, you know, and I'm you know, back in the early days, I might be making $35,000 or $40,000 a year. Mm-hmm. This is what I'm bringing home, you know, and be like, what's a write-off? You know, it's a write-off. I'm like, no, I still have to pay that, you know?
Right.
But, like, in the years that we've gotten, things have gotten better. Like, yes, we've given plenty of money, and we enjoy giving. Like, we don't need to know that we're doing well. Or, you know what I mean? Like, it's fun to do when you can donate sure. money and not. Need
you don't need to be recognized for yeah. it, but you yeah. you are giving back to your yeah. community.
And yeah. So, you know, and now I'm starting to give back in time a little bit, you know, because I am getting more. So I'm actually a server for the Freiburg Church during their funeral masses.
Uh-huh. There you go.
Yeah, something new for me, you know, because they have to get old retired guys because to do it during the week.
Right.
And
right.
somehow I qualified for that, you know. So, but that's fun, you know. Yes, So do we take care of, like, the community? I mean, you grew up in Bodkins. Mm-hmm. So, like, anybody who needs something can come out and get it. Mm-hmm. Like, if there's a question at the school when they need me to bring a tractor up so the kids can learn something, I do it.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I donated time at the Edison State for a few years. I was on their board to do for their schooling, you know. And I'm glad to do that stuff. And it's fun, you know. I don't like selling Girl Scout cookies.
Ah,
okay. I'm not gonna lie.
Wow.
That kind of stuff.
All right.
Is,
well,
you know,
that just took a turn.
I like buying them.
That's all for
you. Yeah.
You know, buying and eating them.
Yeah. But it is. It's very important for your reputation.
Sure.
And it's not why I do it, but it makes you feel good. And everybody would give more if they could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, nobody's greedy. Everybody's, you know, if you need help, everybody's going to help.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's part of that's that small town mentality, too.
100%.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it has been good to have my little brother with me and his lovely wife, Jessie, who's been on the headphones listening and
smiling.
She gave her input a couple times.
You know, reacting every now and then. But it's been a nice time having them
very
with
good.
Us and just sharing. Yes, sir.
I think you should end your episode with what was your business advice? What did you say earlier? So everyone can hear it one
right,
more time.
Right. It is rock solid business advice.
Yeah.
Do something that people need, not that they want.
Yeah. There's longevity in that.
It's you watch. I mean, and it, like, you pay attention to stuff, mm-hmm. the stuff that comes and goes.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, it's just what, you know, everybody wants to have their. I don't say it, but they're a cake shop.
I know. Right. But that's
it'd be
true.
Fun. It'd be yeah. joyous. I mean, it'd be a blast yeah. to
well,
have
because
one.
People say, like, if you could just, you know, what's one thing, if you could do it for the rest of your life,
right.
you know, what would it
oh,
do?
Oh, yeah.
You know, what would it be?
Yeah.
Like, but it's not going to make you money or have any longevity to it.
Right. Yeah, that's not a
but
business.
But you cannot knock the things that people want. People do buy things that they yeah. want.
They do, you know.
There's just more risk involved, maybe, 100%. If you're doing
if you're starting
more
business,
of what people want rather right. than what they need.
And there's, again, location,
mm-hmm.
your demographics no. is going to
yeah.
play a big issue
yeah.
on that. And, you know, for me to sell, you know, sand in the desert, it ain't going to work.
Yeah.
So.
No.
Right? Can't sell fish yeah. to a water. but I can make him drink. That's, what? No, that's a horse, isn't
horse.
It?
Yes. You're not horse. Selling the horse.
We digress.
The horse. Feed the fish oats or something? I'm not sure.
Wrap it up.
I think this episode's about over.
Cut.
All right. Well, if you need anything, just give us a email, and we can get you in contact with Brad.
Yeah.
And email us at lifesastory2024@gmail.com, and we can give you his information. And if you want to get a tractor fixed, well, he'll help you out.
Right. I'll hook you up. Yeah.
But thanks for having him with us today, and along with my wife and Andy and Stephanie.
See ya.
Bye. See you later.
It's the Life's a Story podcast, where every story has a every story has a life to tell.
Every
every life has a story to tell. Thanks for listening.